Yes, UAPs do go under the water. When we talk about UFOs, now known as UAPs, we usually don't talk as much about the ones which go under the water, or come out of the water. The water seems to be as hospitable to them as our atmosphere. If we could only figure out how they do this, it could make a big difference in our defensive posture. There have been some famous cases of underwater USOs which are underwater UFOs. USO stand for underwater submerged object. We have seen some incidents where UAPs have approached our ships. This is not the greatest UAP threat, however. The greatest one would be USOs approaching our ships. It would be like a complete stealth submarine in the middle of our fleet. This never seems to be mentioned. One of the most puzzling USO cases occurred in Canada at Shag Harbor. We don't hear much about this case, but it is one of the most credible underwater sightings we have. On October 4, 1967, witnesses saw four orange lights in the sky. The lights came down and floated on the water. The police were called because it was thought it could be a downed airplane. Something was not right, however. As people watched, a yellow light appeared and moved on the water, and yellow foam appeared. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police checked for missing planes, but none were reported. The next day, divers searched the water in the area for days and said nothing was found. It turned out there was more to the story, which was discovered years later. Divers related what really happened, and there was also another witness. The USO had moved to another area about 25 miles away. The Navy detected it and sent ships to the area. The Navy was going to try and recover the object when a second USO arrived. The Navy waited to see what was going on. It was thought the second USO came to aid the first one. The two USOs headed away with the ships chasing them. There were other reports which stated divers were again put into the water and were chased out by aliens who were swimming near a USO being repaired. Some of the reports claim the United States also sent ships into the area. Russia is home to the deepest lake in the world, Lake Baikal. Russian frogmen were practicing in the lake when they ran into extraterrestrials. The frogmen got down to 50 meters when they realized they were not alone. They saw extraterrestrials watching them who were bigger than humans and wearing helmets. The aliens dwarfed the humans, and it was said they were over 9 feet tall. Why is it no one seems to ever try to make contact? The Russians reacted badly and tried to capture an alien. An underwater explosion caused by the aliens blew the divers to the surface. This gave the divers the bends. Of the 7 divers, 4 died and the rest were badly injured. A Russian submarine was plying its way through the ocean when it encountered something unbelievable. A group of USOs were headed their way. This worried the captain, and he was amazed when he checked their speed, which was 265 miles per hour. The captain ordered the sub to slow down, and the USOs also slowed down. The captain was scared there would be a collision and ordered the boat to surface. The USOs breached the water and they all took off at high speed. Luis Elizondo stated the UFOs have an interest in water and are often seen above or going into the water. I would like to add to that by saying some have been observed sucking up water for some unknown use. I have a theory. It states some of the UAPs come from extraterrestrials who live on water worlds. This would make the Earth attractive to them, since we are a world of mostly water, and that might be the reason they are coming here. It just might be. If we could examine the atmosphere inside some of their UAPs, we might find it is water. One of the Navy videos clearly shows a UAP going into the water in view of a Navy ship. Sometimes things are presumed because they are based upon our human knowledge of how and why we do things. Take the Lake Baikal incident. The Russian frogmen believed the aliens were wearing helmets so they could breathe underwater. This might have been the wrong assumption. Maybe they could breathe underwater and the helmets had some other purpose. Perhaps they controlled the weapon which was used against the humans, for instance. This could have been the way the aliens were armed. If not, it still could have had an entirely different purpose from just being a breathing helmet. There are many suspicions by investigators that aliens have underwater bases, and this could be why they are seen in water so many times. Under Catalina Island, off the coast of California, is said to contain one of these bases. How could we know or at least suspect this? The reason is simple. It is because so many UAPs have been seen going under the water there or coming out from the water in that area. Knowing this, one has to wonder if we ever tried to explore the area for a base. The water around Catalina Island is said to be about 3,000 feet deep in spots. That is beyond the capability of a nuclear submarine, which is limited to about 1,650 feet. There are specialized submarines that could make it. An under-the-sea base might even be below the ocean floor, making it impossible for us to get to it with even one of these specialized submarines. There is a rumor stating a crashed UAP is on the ocean floor. Given the number of crashed UAPs found on land, it seems to me there must be some in the water. It is said to be off the coast of Nazca, Peru. Nazca is the home of the famous giant Nazca lines, which were created by an ancient race. The reason they were created can only be guessed at, but the guess is they must be seen from the air. The researcher said he found it on Google Earth. A Navy helicopter pilot talked about his underwater USO sighting. He was flying his helicopter to recover a practice torpedo when he saw a dark mass in the water. The object in the water sucked the torpedo down, and it was never seen again.